The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, we are going to be talking about my favorite topic and the topic that I feel I am the most qualified to speak on, know the most about, and have the most experience with, and that is Instagram Reels. Let's not even waste your time with a full long intro. You know how powerful Reels are. Reels are the most powerful and effective tool for growth and reaching new followers, new viewers, new potential clients or customers on the platform of Instagram. They're powerful. They're like lottery tickets. They have the chance at any time of going big, of going viral, of reaching tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions, even tens of millions of people for free. And of course, reaching that many people means that you can grow your following, you get more eyeballs in your business, you get more people in the door, and that could lead to more sales, more customers, and more clients down the line. Over the past few months, I have grown my Instagram following almost exponentially because of Reels. On April 1st, 2021, I had about 78,000 followers on Instagram, and I've posted a Reel every single day, every day since April 1st, with the exception of 2 days. I did miss 2 days, and I'm now sitting at over 230,000 followers. So if you do the math, 230,000 minus 78,000, that's 150,000 new followers in the last 5.5, 6 months or so. And I've seen so many people in just about every industry use the power of Reels to grow their account. And that is so awesome. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of new potential clients or customers following you and discovering your content. That is really, really cool. But here's the problem. If you're going viral with Reels and you don't know how to convert your followers into customers, then what's the point? I mean, at the end of the day, if you're building a big following just for building a big following's sake, that's basically just vanity. You're turning into nothing more than an influencer. And even if you're building this following to, you know, get brand partnerships and deals, people aren't going to want to work with you. Businesses and brands aren't going to want to run ads on your account if you're not able to convert those followers into customers. There's an exact formula and science to this, and my mom and I have really honed in on exactly how to do this. How do you build trust? Like, what's the formula for building trust? How do you actually convert someone from just a viewer to a follower to a customer to someone who's in your tribe for life? How do you sell any product, whether you're selling dog treats, CBD oils, digital products, courses, memberships? How do you actually make sales on Instagram? Most people think it just comes from, hey, you got to sell more. But actually, oftentimes the opposite is true. The more we sell, the less sales we will make, which sounds really weird and confusing. All of this to say, building a following and going viral is awesome, but only if you actually know how to convert those followers into customers. And my mom and I are so excited to announce that we are running a free 3-day bootcamp to teach you how to do exactly that. To sign up for this bootcamp, which again, it's totally free, just visit growyourgram, like grow your Instagram, growyourgram.com. It's going to be a totally free 3-day bootcamp where my mom and I are going to go live for 3 consecutive nights to teach you exactly how to convert followers into customers, whether you have 100 followers or 100 million followers. It doesn't matter. You can grow and have success with your business on Instagram, and we are so excited to teach you. So again, visit growyourgram.com and reserve your free ticket for the bootcamp. Now, I don't think that you should set out with the expectation of exponential growth and hundreds of thousands of followers and instant viral success, but I think that if you are consistent with using Reels, you can have success, serious fast growth and business growth on Instagram because of these Reels. With that in mind, today I'm going to share with you the 4 must-haves, the 4 things that every single reel must have or absolutely must not have, and then I'm going to share with you some of the best practices. Let's start with the musts, the necessaries, the things that your reels should 100% of the time do. And this is rare because, you know, generally speaking, in business and on social media and really in life, nothing is 100%. Nothing is a guarantee. So maybe these are 99.8% musts, but these are about as close to necessary or mandatory as you can get when it comes to social media. The first one is that all reels should be shared to your feed. Now, right before you post a reel, you have the option to share it only to reels or also to share it to your feed. And I don't see any valid reason or argument to only share it to your reels. If you only share it to the reels section and you don't also share it to your feed, you're going to get significantly less views, less reach, and less engagement. And I just don't see the point of that. Why would you intentionally do something that has been proven over and over again to have negative effects? All right, so that's the first one. The second must is that all reels need to be related to your niche. Related to your niche. They need to be focused on whatever your account is focused about. Now, we don't have time right now to go into a whole breakdown of how do you find your niche and why does it matter on Instagram and yada, 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 all these arguments that you hear over and over again here at Build Your Tribe. But let's think about it this way. If you post a reel that isn't related to your niche, one of two things is going to happen. Either number one, it's not going to do well because your audience is like, wait, these are rock climbing tips and I follow this person for financial advice. This reel doesn't relate. Or this reel is just a goofy video of their kids, but I follow them for mobility exercises. So it's not going to relate, it's not going to make sense, and they're not going to engage with it. That's option number one. Option number two is that you share a reel that's not related to your niche, and it does do well. People do start to engage with it, and it maybe even goes viral. Well, guess what? Now, thousands of people are finding your account for the wrong reasons. They're either not going to follow you, or they are going to follow you, but they're going to follow you and not be part of your ideal audience. They're not going to be part of your perfect tribe. They're not going to be this ideal future customer or client, and they're most likely just going to unfollow in a few weeks anyways. And so that's why I say that all reels should be related to your niche. The fourth must is you must never delete a reel asterisk. The one asterisk that I will place on this one is that if your reel glitches, it malfunctions, it bugs out in some way, and you know maybe you lose the audio on your reel just gets deleted, or the text gets warped and wonky and gets stretched a weird way. There's lots of bugs and software malfunctions within Instagram's system. And unfortunately, sometimes our reels fall victim to these things. So if that does happen to your reel, I give you permission to delete the reel, and I would do it as fast as possible. But if you post a reel and maybe, you know, it doesn't perform up to your expectations, or it doesn't get as many likes or views as you had hoped it would, or maybe, you know, you just didn't really like the background was messy in that one clip, or your hair was off, or your makeup wasn't perfect, please just leave the reel. Even if it doesn't do well at first, oftentimes reels can go viral days, weeks, or even months later. Things start picking up views and start helping you grow your following long after they were originally posted. And the second thing is that maybe it didn't get a lot of engagement. Maybe it didn't get the engagement you had hoped for, but maybe it really made an impact for someone. Maybe for one of your followers, that was the reel that they needed to see to know that you're right for them, to know that they're going to hire you, they're going to start working with you. And so for those reasons, I say just leave them. Swallow the ego and leave the reels be. If you've posted it and there's nothing malfunctioning about it, just leave it. My fourth and final must is you must never have a TikTok logo on your Instagram reels. And really, this could extend to any sort of logo on your Instagram reels. Instagram has explicitly said that if you have a logo on your video, they won't show it to people who aren't following you. Now, that's what they've said. And there are some examples where people have had a video go viral and it's had a TikTok logo on it. But for the most part, let's play by Instagram rules. Let's try to make them happy and follow what they say, especially when we're on their platform. So don't post a video if it has a logo from one of the apps you're using or a TikTok logo especially. Just make sure it doesn't have that logo. All right, so those are the four musts for all reels. Now let's get into the best practices. Now these best practices, these are not necessary. These are not mandatory. You can have success only doing some of these. You can have success doing none of these. You could do all of these and not have success. But all six of these things that I'm about to list, these are the best practices. So if you're able to check off all six of these boxes, you should increase your odds of having success with your reels. And I want to quickly interrupt myself and say, however you define success or viral, that's totally up to you. For some of us, viral is 10,000 views. For some of us, it's 100,000. For some of us, it's 1 million views. Everyone has a different definition of success and viral, so I don't want you to compare your views or your growth or your engagement to other accounts. That's not helpful. All right, best practice number one, use trending audios. You don't need to use some special website or app to figure out what they are. Just watch reels for a few minutes and you'll start to hear the same sound and song over and over again. And that's a good clue that it is trending. So by using a trending audio, you increase your chances of kind of hopping on the wave and letting that wave of trending audios carry you to success. The second best practice is to use some text. Now, there's no exact amount of text that I can recommend for you here, but if you use no text, then your reel is likely far less engaging because there's just less for us to look at. And then also, a lot of people watch with their sound off or they can't quite catch everything. And so if you're posting a reel with no closed captioning or no added text, it is less likely to get engagement. And then on the other side of that coin, if you're posting a reel with too much text, there might be too much going on. Your audience might get frustrated or overwhelmed. And also, again, from Instagram, they have explicitly said that if your reel is just covered in text, it's just basically a text post in video format, it's likely not going to be pushed out to as many people. So use text, but don't overuse text. All right, best practice number three is to be relatable. Now, there's a little bit of a skill to this and it takes some practice, but basically, just ask yourself, you know, in my profession, in my job, in my industry, what is something that I deal with on the daily? Like, what's something that's frustrating that everyone who, insert profession, has to deal with? What's something that everyone in my career loves? What's something that we all deal with? Think about those things, things that are very common, universal, and those are often very relatable. And if you can mix that into a reel or make that the topic of one of your reels, oftentimes people are more likely to engage with it and even share it. Tip number four, best practice, is to keep them short. Now, again, this is a general best practice. Reels can be up to 60 seconds long, and there are plenty of successful long reels. But generally speaking, the average viral reel is about 7 or 8 seconds long. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stick to exactly that, but generally speaking, the shorter, the better. Best practice number five is to have some sort of like plot twist, surprise ending, or just an unexpected part of your reel. Maybe something controversial, something that a lot of people might think you're going to respond one way to, but you actually respond differently to. Things that are plot twists or even remixes. Oftentimes you'll hear an audio where you're expecting the chorus to come in or you're expecting a special beat and then suddenly it's a different song. And those things that kind of catch us off guard or keep us in suspense or don't quite meet our expectations, they deliver something different. Those oftentimes have a lot of success on reels. All right, finally, best practice number six is to have some sort of call to action either on the reel or in the caption. The best place is to have it right on the reel itself, like either include it in the video or have some text pop up with the call to action, because most people are going to be just watching the reel. Less people, percentage-wise, are going to actually read the caption. With that in mind, your caption shouldn't be long. If you're writing a really long caption on your reel and at the bottom of it you're burying a question, the likelihood that someone's going to watch the reel, read through your long caption, and then read the question and answer it is very slim. So make it as easy as possible. Put the question or the call to action, encouraging people to, you know, like, comment, save, share, put that either on the reel or in the first line of the caption with an immediate question. That way you get people talking, you get people engaging with your reel, and it's more likely to get views because ultimately views come from engagement. If more people are engaging with and interacting with your reel, if more people are paying attention to what you have posted, then the algorithm will reward you for that. So if you want more views on your reels, you need to get more engagement. Engagement directly correlates to more views on your reel and the potential of going viral. These are my quick tips. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. And as always, happy networking.